Good afternoon, Lehigh High School. This is Brandon Maxwell from Erie, Pennsylvania. It is October 3rd, 2015 at the Wasatch Front Invitational. I'll be adjudicating you the caption of percussion ensemble performance. Looks like you're ready to go. Best of luck. Okay, I like the mood that we're setting here, but the sample with the crickets and everything might have been just a little too loud to start. I appreciate how we brought it down now, but... Okay, appreciate the musicality and some of the dynamics we have in the front ensemble.
The mix between man and the soloist is really, really nice, actually. Now I gotta say, I don't know about the male selection. It seems a little harsh regular for me. It got a little bit too much of a bite for me.
Okay, continue to look, you know, as we have our mallets here, you know, we're getting a very bright, thin sound in the mallet instruments. You know, make sure that we're looking at mallet choice to get the most out of that moment. Good attack of that crash with the cymbals. Good job with the battery building into that moment. Yeah, nice. Okay, as far as the battery goes, you know, the music is very appropriate for what they're doing. I can appreciate that. I think we can just do a little bit more to grow into the end of that phrase. Yeah, especially in the vibe voice, since we're mic'd, I think we really need to take a look at mallet selection. We're getting kind of a clanky sound. Watch the bass drums there. Yeah, as we do the crossover stuff in the quads, we need to make sure that we're maintaining rhythmic control. Yeah, as we get into the vertical file, just make sure to open those ears up so we can listen back through. It's tough to play in that situation. Yeah, watch the bass drums there as we have that phrase. Yeah, as you get da-da-da-da-da-da-da, make sure that right and left hands are getting the same sound quality. Yeah, diggity-da-da-diggity-da-da, make sure our diddles are articulating clearly, getting a good sound quality. As we go through the triplet roll, we're losing clarity from person to person, okay? As we go through, make sure we're getting a strong sound quality on those low diddles, and we're really listening to line that up. Okay, we have good attack from the front ensemble. Appreciate the colors and things that we're using. The writing is intriguing.
Yeah, I like the front ensemble stuff here. Better mallet selection there too as well.
Appreciate the rolls in the right hand with some of the different other rhythmic things going on in the left hand. Yeah, just watch tempo control. With the bells or crotales that we have going on in there.
There's opportunities there for more musicianship and the shape a little bit more with the band, especially with the movements.
Yeah, I think even, you know, even with the vibes again, you know, we're still getting kind of a harsh sound. You know, we can continue to look at mouse selection or maybe even take a look at mic placement, you know, under the keyboard. You know, some of that bite, maybe we just need to pull the mic down just a tiny bit so we're not getting such a harsh attack from each bar. Yeah, now, you know, a lot of difficult parts going on in the marimbas right now. We just got to make sure, I think we can do what we can to continue to shape and maximize this from a dynamic standpoint. Okay, not sure. I appreciate the demand of the split part in the mallets. You know, very difficult. You're performing pretty well. Just not sure I understand what the intent of that is here at this moment. You know, because it's hard, kind of hard to notice unless you're looking for it, and we have this big giant impact. And I think that we would, it would be a lot more effective if we had each individual playing that part, you know, as an individual with both hands. You know, we'd get twice as much dynamic contribution and just a much thicker sound that would fit that moment. You know, the split part was cool and the kids are doing it, but the question is why? Why are we doing it at that moment in the program?
From a mallet selection standpoint, there just seems to be too much of the core of the mallet that I hear. It's just not a warm sound, and that part of the show, you really want a nice warm sound. Be careful, mallet phones. Watch your pitch right there, and watch your rhythmic control too. Yeah, more attention to feet in there. I know I'm not judging visual, but that's a practice in music. You can really make sure.
Yeah, try to sneak into that moment with the pit. Yeah, again, going back to the mallets, you know, it feels like we've picked up a slightly harder mallet here that doesn't fit the mood of the music that we have going on. Okay, I can appreciate as we add the battery in, we're layering in with each voice. Just make sure as the bass drums layer in that they're not layering in too loud. We gotta make sure we're getting nice open rhythms. Don't slur those diddles. Get a good sound quality from hand to hand. Yeah, just at the end, watch, we're turning our wrists and playing rim shots together. Don't wind up in swing form. Okay, I like how we just layered the quads into that awesome out of the snares had going on. Just make sure we're controlling those dittos and getting a good sound quality. As we get into the paradiddle passages in the snares, make sure we're getting those inner beats down and controlling them. Then when we layer the bass drums in with that runs, we got to make sure each individual is keeping those notes open. Remember that a run is a rhythm, not just a sound.
Yeah, unreadable runs.
Yeah, and the snares, inner beats are very unreadable. Appreciate the crossover patterns in the quads.
Yeah, be careful, triple roll.
Yeah, as we go through triple rolls, got to make sure we're playing together. Yeah, again. Yeah, some cool metric stuff going on. It's neat for the moment. It's interesting. We just got to watch quality as we get through there, especially as we go into rolls. Yeah, we got to make sure we're getting a consistent sound quality, hand-to-hand turning that wrist. Yeah, good attack with the suspended cymbals for ensemble. And take a look at that release. Is that release wet or dry? I can't really tell. If he came out of the suspended cymbal hits into that roll.
Yeah,
good hit with the concert gong. Yeah, watch the interbeat snares. Yeah, choop, 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 choom. We got to make sure as we get through that, that's nice and clear. Bum, 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 bum. Good job with the double stops in the battery. I like the low pitch sample or patch we had at the very end in the diminuendo. That was nice. It really fit the mood of what we had going on. Okay, Lehigh. I think just as we go through, there's definitely evident training in our ensemble. You know, it's much appreciated. I think there's just more we can, you know, do from a dynamic standpoint, you know, in our battery. A lot of times, you know, we have some bass drum stuff sticking out. Just watch as we layer voices in that those are clear. Then from there, I think we really need to look at sound quality of lower dynamics. You know, like in the snares and tenors, especially on rolls and taps. Okay, sometimes our taps become very unclear and we tend tend to lose, you know, the intent. So make sure that our performers are working to get a nice, they're keeping the fingers on the stick, continuing to get a nice strong sound at, with those 3-inch strokes, just as they would with their accents, you know. And then as they start to play those diddles, we're keeping a nice open diddle quality. In the pit, I think we can really take a look at mallet selection and how that aids the whole overall effect. You know, sometimes we tend to get a really bright, thin sound that sticks out of the ensemble, and I think that, you know, just changing mallet selection could really, you know, make that a lot warmer and just give us a much better sound. I think you'll hear much better comments coming out of your music ensemble and music effect judges, you know, with something like that. You know, in the vibes, you know, we talked about also, you know, if mallet selection doesn't fix it, you know, maybe even bringing the mic down a little bit away from the bars so we get a little bit less bite. But overall, really enjoyed the performance, and I think you're moving in the right direction. Okay, I hope my comments have been helpful for you. I wish you the best of luck throughout the rest of your season, and I enjoyed it. Thank you, Lehigh.
I hope my comments have been helpful. Wish you nothing.